Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Samachas, and we're learning Siman Yud. So we're talking about the concept of Mitzvah Habav Avera. It's important to note that the Rishonim and then the Achronim deal with a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi talks about a scenario where a person was Kareya Al Mesoy. A person tore Kriya because he had heard a Basura that one of the relatives that he is Mechuyev to be Kareya for. He did it on Shabbos. The law is that the Kriya is valid. So the Yerushalmi asks, why don't you say it's a Mitzvah Abavera? The Mitzvah of Kriya Alamesa is a Mitzvah, it's kind of Sechomim, to be Kareya Alamesa. And how could he fulfill it if he did it with the Rechil Shabbos? It's a Mitzvah Abavera. This is the question the Yerushalmi asks. And the Yerushalmi says, why is that different that a person who the example Yerushalmi gave, a person ate matzah, which is stolen, a person steals matzah and eats it, is not yet to the mitzvah of eating matzah and Pesach. So eating matzah, which is stolen, a person is not yet to the mitzvah, being kareya for the mace on Shabbos is yet to the mitzvah, what's the difference? So Yerushalmi gives an answer, and there's quite a discussion exactly how to interpret the answer of the Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef understands the Yerushalmi based on the Ramban, there's a difference between a ver which is in the chefs, a stolen item is intrinsically something which is problematic, as opposed to a din on the person, a din on the gavra, not to be kareya, not to do a malacha on Shabbos. So if the item is stolen item, that makes the item inappropriate to use for mitzvah. If the action was done was inappropriate, it fulfilled the mitzvah, didn't avera, so the avera does not negate the mitzvah, and the item itself is still valid. So if a person would do his mitzvah kriya al ames with a stolen garment, that would be a problem. And that's the Beis Yosef's understanding. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriya in Yeridei quotes that concept. There are other ways of understanding it. The Pirish called the Karmat HaEdom on the Yerushalmi explains it in the following way. When the Avera is in some way helping the mitzvah, it's part of the process of the mitzvah. So a person eats matzah gzula. So the matzah is stolen. So the loch is when a person steals matzah, steals anything, he has the mitzvah of a Shabbos gzela. When a person consumes it, he's destroyed the mitzvah of Shabbos. So it comes out there was a new Avera done at the time of the Achila, of destroying the mitzvah of Shabbos. And that is exactly what allowed the person to fulfill his mitzvah. So the veira of the destruction of the item, the consumption of the item, is the mitzvah. So the veira is in some way facilitating the mitzvah. That's not acceptable. The fact that the kriya was done on Shabbos is not intrinsic to the act of kriya. The kriya could have been done any day of the week. Whereas over here, the mitzvah of Shabbos says, do not destroy it, but give it back. And that's exactly what you're doing, is you're going against this action. The Avera is in some way facilitating the mitzvah. That's not acceptable. When the Avera is, the fact that Kriya was done on Shabbos does not in any way, shape, or form change the tzura of the mitzvah. So in that situation, it's not called mitzvah of Avera. The Chayyadim himself takes this position, and we mentioned that the Chayyadim, the scenario where a person davens in the presence of Soya, the Mor says that the reason why his tefillah is not valid is because of Zevach Rishoim Toeva. He's a Rasha by not checking, and the Korban of a Rasha is a Toeva, is an abomination. The purpose of a Korban is to come close to Hashem, and doing it as a Rasha is the opposite. Using something good and turning around for something negative is a toeva. So why do you have to come to the pasuk Zevach Rishoim Toeva? Just say it's a mitzvah of avera. So he says that the avera of the tzoya does not in any way shape it or facilitate the mitzvah. So that's not, we're not going to the regular rubric of mitzvah of avera. So Chazal had to come with a new reason why it's not acceptable. He says based on that, when it comes to benching, where it's not coming through ritzui, it's not like a korban. So the concept of zevach hashem zevach doesn't apply. So there's no mitzvah of aveira, because the tzoya presence that doesn't in any way facilitate the mitzvah. So he did an aveira, he did a mitzvah. So that those two things can coincide. Just we see that being kareya on Shabbos, he yotz his kriya, he's a mechal Shabbos, he did an aveira, but he also gets a mitzvah. So not every mitzvah of aveira is problematic. That's the approach of the Chayotim. That's why he feels benching is different than Mishnah Berurah does use the concept of mitzvah of aveira regards to benching. He doesn't see hold of this chilek, but so just clarify that not every scenario does have the concept of mitzvah of aveira, and this has practical applications. The Koran, the Chayotim, person does not have to go back to bench, even if the person was aware that the soya was there. And the Mishnah Berurah is very strong that that's not true. We passed the Mishnah Berurah that the person would have to go back if the person knew that soya was there. In the case of the person was not aware of the fact that soya was there, even though they were negligent in checking, the Mishnah Berurah is masupik in that situation whether one has to go back or not. Pashas by benching, which is the raisa, may suffer like a person should go back. But by other brachas, a person would not go back and repeat the brachas. And have a good day.